Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With Israel's military moving into Rafah, the Biden administration paused the shipment of one-ton and one-quarter-ton bombs, fearful they could be used in the Gazan city.
A court transcript of a sidebar conversation now reveals Trump was cursing during Daniel's testimony yesterday. Judge Juan Merchan telling Trump's attorney, "I understand that your client is upset at this point, but he is cursing audibly, and he is shaking his head visually, and that's contemptuous."
That's ABC's Lionel Moise on Donald Trump during yesterday's proceedings at his hush money trial, audibly cursing in court. At the Port of Baltimore, the body of the sixth and final pothole repair crew member killed in the destruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge was recovered. Next step, using explosives to break down the largest remaining span of the bridge. Ember, a London-based think tank, says for the first time last year, 30% of the electricity generated worldwide was from clean energy sources. This is ABC News. It's one of the most important fossils ever discovered, and ABC's Chuck Severson says it can now be seen by the general public.
It once had feathers, hollow bones, clawed wings, 50 tiny teeth, and a long bony tail. It's simultaneously a dinosaur and the earliest bird known to science, helping provide proof of Darwin's theory of evolution. The fossil was unearthed by quarry workers in 1990. It's been in the hands of private collectors until a coalition of supporters helped Chicago's Field Museum acquire it so it can be marveled at by a wider audience. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
From the Probably a Good Idea file, sandwich maker Panera confirming on background to ABC News that it's dropping its charged caffeinated drinks from its menu. The family of a 21-year-old woman who died after drinking a charged lemonade is suing. It had four times the amount of caffeine that's in a cup of coffee. A company statement makes no mention of the caffeinated drinks. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tickets are on sale for new Amtrak service between the Twin Cities and Chicago. The trains will make 8 stops in Wisconsin. The second daily round-trip trains start running on the 21st. Coach fares start at $41 with discounts for students, seniors, and military personnel and their families. Another summer of wildfire smoke could be bad for your health. Travis Knutson of the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency says small particles in wildfire smoke can cause itchy eyes, coughing, and short-term breathing problems.
If you are someone who already suffers from respiratory issues like you have asthma, it makes those acute symptoms that much more challenging and potentially problematic from a health perspective.
Today is World Asthma Day, and that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A 6-5 win in Kansas City over the Royals. Top of the ninth, the crew down 5-3. The Royals fans daring Adames to be the hero. Brewers manager Pat Murphy after the win.
Willie is telling the fans he's going to do it. The group of fans right by the on-deck circle. Willie is announcing to them, if I get up there, we're going to take the lead. He's announcing it to him over and over, and they're playing back and forth to each other. Gary walks. He turns back to him. He goes, watch this. Bam.
You're being serious?
I'm being dead serious. That's what he did. It's amazing. No, it was unbelievable. I watched this, and I'm looking at Ricky, and I'm looking back at him, and he's carrying on with them during Gary's at-bat. And he's telling them, and they're all Kansas City fans, and he's telling them, one more ball, one more ball. It was a 3-0 pitch, and then 3-1. And he goes, one more. And he turned back to him, and he goes, here we go. Watch this. Went up there. Boom. I mean, it was like, did I just see that? It was a cool moment.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover showers and rumbles of thunder ending partly to mostly cloudy skies in the overnight. Lows will drop to the upper 40s. On Wednesday, we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, some afternoon showers and storms, with our highs in the low to mid 70s. Right now, it's 55.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Rocky Laporte, who joins the show to talk about his big show in Wisconsin, and Jimmy Cuska joins me to talk sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who thinks chickens dream of one day being pot pies, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Ladies and gentlemen, so great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. And a very special night here at Nightlight. Right, Conrad?
It definitely is.
I mean, every night is special, right? But tonight we're broadcasting live from the Minocqua Brewing Company in Madison. We've got people here. We've got a cast of thousands. And more swag than anyone has a right to. So stop by the Minocqua Brewing Company and join us if you're in the Madison area. It's great to be doing the show from here tonight. We have a really jam-packed show. It's going to be so much fun. We've got live performers. We've got radio legends stopping by, and a poet and a singer and a rock and roller, a musician. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. So it's great to have you with me broadcasting live statewide from Madison tonight. Conrad is holding down the fort back in Green Bay. What am I missing?
Rain.
Rain, yeah. We got rain here too, buddy. We're all over the place.
Half of the day was raining, so.
Hey, let's do this right. This is going to be fun. I'm actually going to get to read this when I'm actually at the location of our sponsor. That'll be fun. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company. Yay! Who is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer. And join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room where I'm sitting right now. Come on out and join us at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison. It's a gorgeous night here in Madison. And like I said, we've got a really fun show. Gordy Young from the WMDX Morning Show here at Civic Media is going to join me in a few minutes. John and Gordy are kind of radio legends. They just got the band back together, so to speak, a few months ago. And they were nominated for a broadcasting award here in Wisconsin. They took third this past weekend at the Broadcast Awards for the best morning show in the state. So I'm very excited to talk to Gordy. He's a guy I'm sure I can learn a lot from just in the short time I have him here tonight. And is John coming? Oh, John will be here too. All right. And then we've got everything I just read on the sheet, basically. We've got Richard Vargas will be here. He's a poet. He's going to perform some of his poetry tonight. We're going to talk to him. He's had a really fascinating life. I was reading about him yesterday and today, and very interesting life. So he'll be here shortly. And then Kirk Bangstad, the owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company, will be here to sing with Susan Gettert. They're going to perform as well. Live music, folks. That's what it's all about. Just like we do in Green Bay, we're just doing it in Madison tonight. And then guitarist and musician Tommy Bentz will be here to help me close out the show. So that is your show tonight. How is that? I mean, in 2 hours, That's a lot of show. That's like 7 hours of show in 2 hours. Don't ask me how we're doing it, folks, but we are doing it. And the Minocqua Brewing Company is making it happen. So, hey, if you have not checked out the news roundup at Civic Media, check that out. Go to the website, civicmedia.us. All the stations under the Civic Media tent are right there. And at the top of each page is the news roundup. And it gives you 8 or 9 minutes. You get news, sports, weather. I do a Hollywood Minute on there that's sometimes funny and sometimes just insightful. So check that out. You can't go wrong. So, and Conrad, are you ready to handle some text tonight? We'll see what kind of text we get with this dealio.
Of course, I'm always ready.
Stretch out those thumbs, buddy, because they're going to be rolling in. And we're going to people. And listen, all night, folks, you can comment on what you're hearing, what we're talking about, the performers. Join the show. Let's have a discussion like we always do here at Nightlight. It'll be a lot of fun. I have to say, last night, Conrad, you showed me a clip, not a clip, but a story from the Met Gala.
Yep.
About, who is it again?
Doja Cat.
Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Wore a towel.
Yep.
Like, that's the place where celebrities make their mark fashion-wise. They show up trying to be outlandish, trying to get attention, and boy, she took the cake. And I got to tell you, I loved it. She wore a towel, and a towel around her head and a towel around her body, and she even smeared her makeup to make it look like she just got out of the shower. I thought it was fantastic. Or she was just running late. We don't know what happened. She could have been trying to make a statement. Conrad sometimes will wear a towel to produce the show, and I don't have a problem with that. You know, we've got separate rooms there. But what did you make of that? And then Sydney Sweeney, too. They said she was rocking a baby bangs and a black bob. Is there anyone here tonight at the Minocqua Brewing Company that has a... I'm looking for someone that has a bob. Any a bob with bangs? Any people here? It's mostly dudes. That could work. Emo Phillips, it worked for him in the 80s. So that was fun. That was a good find. And then I saw this too. We get these information sheets that I think are so fun from Todd Michaels, who produces the Mino and the Mayor show every morning. He sends out these sheets. He finds these really fun facts. So here today, it was kind of a feel-good story because it was people on social media talking about the unexpected things that make people hot. Not just the usual body stuff, but like little nuances or idiosyncrasies that make people hotter to other people or make them more attractive. And this person said it actually makes them feel better about humanity. And here are some of the highlights. The ability to be silly or have fun with a dumb joke. That is first and foremost. You have to have someone with a sense of humor. They don't actually have to enjoy all of your favorite movies or music, but they have to have an appreciation of the things you're passionate about, and therefore that makes them more passionate about it. Politeness, friendliness to people, showing empathy, eye contact when you talk. They put the needs of others in front of their own. So those are little things that make people more attractive to other people that have nothing to do with looks or body type or anything like that. So tonight's question, what is a quality about someone you find irresistible that isn't typical, that has nothing necessarily to do with a pretty face or a handsome face or a nice body? I've got gorgeous feet. I'll just say that. My feet are my best feature. Why are you laughing, Conrad? What's funny about
that? I just wasn't expecting that.
Do I have to start wearing shoes when I do the show now? I can't even get a little support from the backstage crew, as it were.
No, just keep wearing the feet out.
Do you have one of those that you look for in a partner, Conrad?
Kate McKinnon.
Yeah, why?
The comedy factor.
Sense of humor, absolutely. Exactly. That's a great one. All right, so that's tonight's question. What is a quality about someone you find irresistible? And, you know, if you can't think of anything else and you still want to join the show, you could say a middle part or, you know, calf implants. If you want to be superficial, you can. But what are the little things maybe that we don't always think of when we think of attractiveness in other people? Sense of humor for me is a big one. If someone does not have a sense of humor or cannot be self-deprecating, next. I really have no use for them. I'll be nice to them, But let us know what you think. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, and let us know what you think. We are at the Minocqua Brewing Company tonight. How's everybody doing here in the yeah. Serving up some great beer. It's we got swag, we got beer, we've got butts in the seats, we've got a really fun crowd. Come on down, join us. We will be here until 9 o'clock as usual here at Nightlight. So we had hey Conrad, did we ever play the no, never mind. We have a okay. So here's the other big thing that happened today. Today, in a long time ago, it was Shelley Long's last episode of Cheers. She walked out of Cheers, never to return. I wouldn't say the mercurial. Diane Chambers was a loved-hate person. Like, people, she drove me crazy. But as I got older, I'm like, she is awesome. She is really good. She's a great actress. She has great comic timing. The Sam and Diane thing that happened was a big deal. Their romance, it was kind of a love-hate type thing. And they were very good. Ted Danson and Shelley Long were so great on the show Cheers. It's still one of my favorite shows. It totally holds up. It's people in a bar drinking, like here at the Minocqua Brewing Company. So we have a clip here. This is Shelley Long saying goodbye to Ted Danson or Sam Malone. And they've established that they're going to get back together in 6 months. It never happened, but this is her last scene and how she left the bar.
Have a good life.
Have a good life?
What?
Well, that's something you say when something's over. Sam, I'm going away for 6 months. That's all. So no more of this have a good life stuff.
You never know. You could die. I could die. The world could end. One of us could bump our heads and wander the streets for the rest of our life with amnesia. Or maybe one of us will decide they want something else.
None of those things will happen. I'll be back here. I will. I'll see you in 6 months. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. It's better.
Have a good life.
Usually we cut out long silences there, but that was such a great clip, and it was a show like there's two both just excellent actors, like they do comedy, they do drama. That show had a lot of both, and that was just a great way. In some ways, it felt like it was the final Cheers, but in some ways it felt like it was the final Cheers because she left, and I don't think the show was ever as funny after that, but. A great scene. So there you go. So, Conrad, what's the... hold on a second. I'm having trouble operating all my... Okay, so let's go. How are we doing on time? I can't see. I'm having trouble.
We got about 45 seconds.
45 seconds? That's ridiculous. The first segment's already almost done?
It is, yes.
We got to change this. All right. So in just a few minutes, folks, John and Gordy from the WMDX Morning Show will be joining me here at the Minocqua Brewing Company. We are remote. We are broadcasting live statewide from the Minocqua Brewing Company tonight. Check us out. Come on down. Have a beer. Have a progressive beer. That's what they serve here, right? You guys having progressive beer? All right. Join us. And our question tonight, what is it, Conrad? I'm disoriented.
What quality do you find irresistible?
Yeah, let us know. Text us. We'll read it on the air. We'll read it on the radio.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm talking about unclaimed money. I love claiming unclaimed money. Unclaimed money is money that folks leave behind, you know, like old security deposits or bank accounts, tax refunds, uncashed checks, the list goes on. And almost 1 in 7 Americans has some. To see if you are owed money, go to unclaimed.org and search every state where you think you might have had any open accounts. In 2023, over $5 billion was returned to people who claimed it, and I was one of those people. I check the site every so often because new things get added periodically. In the last 5 years alone, I reclaimed over $300 in landlord refunds, and then there was this one old bank account that I thought I'd closed, but turns out I hadn't. It took just a few minutes, and it was really worth it. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more tips and tricks on how to save more and spend less, go to workmoney.org. Until next time, take good care.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We are back. A big shout out before we do anything further to Chris Casper, who is a tech genius and works for Civic Media here, making this all possible. Looked very stressed out when I came in. I thought maybe that's because you saw Unfrosted and you didn't know how you felt about it, even though you messaged me about it. But we'll talk about that in a minute. But Chris Casper, getting it done. Thank you so much, buddy. And big hand, a big Minocqua Brewing Company hand for Chris Casper. It's fun working with a live audience here. Okay, so. So our question tonight is, what is a quality about someone you find irresistible? And try to think outside the box, not like just about looks or body, but what is a quality that you find irresistible, like sense of humor, empathy, politeness, whatever it is. Let us know, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And we got a couple texts already from, if I can read this. Aaron Sommers. Oh, nice. He says, you got to let those dogs out, Pete. Listen, I might just have to do that at some point. I'll probably have to get a mani-pedi first. But Aaron says, I'm a person who loves board games, so anybody I'm interested in can't be a sore loser. So Aaron is kind of saying he likes board games and also that he must be very good at them if he assumes he's going to win. So, okay, so I'm excited. We've got this is like a guest teaser, sort of, because
– yeah.
John and Gordy, as I've talked about before, from the WMDX morning show here at Civic Media, and Madison are my first guests tonight. Gordy has already come up and to join the show. John is still figuring out what kind of progressive beer he wants. So,
exactly. Hey, yeah. There's a lot to choose from.
But he's here. He'll be up. Gordy, how are you?
Doing great, Pete. How are you?
Gordy Young, ladies and gentlemen.
It's so good to be with you.
It's great to have
it's
you here.
It's good to be anywhere, actually, at my age. You know, just.
Come on. What are you talking? You're too young to do old jokes.
Well, you know. Only the good die young, right?
Yes, and like, your last name?
Is Young.
Is Young.
You know, I've heard them all.
Yeah, no
only
one
the good die
alive,
young,
right?
You know, you're as young as you feel, or you're as young as you want to be. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
It's great to be with you.
It's
I'm
great.
I'm glad you're here in Madison.
Yeah,
you know, it's kicked.
It's one of my favorite cities in the whole world.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Mine too.
I've done stand-up here for years, and I would visit a lot. And you lived a good portion of your life here.
I lived here for 11 years before. I'm just moving from Baraboo, where I've been for the last 8 years. I'm moving down next week to Madison, moving back to Madison after all those years. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it.
So you've been commuting from Baraboo then?
For the last 6 months, every morning, Monday through Friday.
Wow.
Just to talk to John Peterson for 2 hours.
That's a lot
of
pressure.
Then I get in my car and I drive home and I go, what just happened? But that's the way it's been. You know, we've been together a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys, I mean, I feel weird. I'll ask John when he comes on, too. But
you don't have to ask.
You took a long
I'll
break.
Tell you the truth.
I mean.
29 years. That's a little, you know, we need a little time off from each other.
Is that weird being back together? Like, walk me through your first day back. on the air together. Was it weird finding it? You guys sound amazing.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
I don't remember the first day. It was just terrified, actually. I think a feeling of terror and anxiety. But I'll tell you, you know, we were together for 6 years. 6 years from about 1986 when we started together to about 1994. I guess that's about 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
And then I got a job as a TV weatherman, and I moved away to South Bend, Indiana for 20 years.
Okay.
And then moved back to Baraboo 8 years ago. And I've been in, John and I have been in touch over the years.
Yeah.
But not to do anything professionally. We just stayed friends and we talked to each other every once in a while. And then I came back 8 years ago and I said, let's do a podcast or something. Let's do it. And we talked about it for 7 years. And then we didn't do it. But then Civic Media came around.
The catalyst.
I was aware of it, you know, a couple of years ago when it started, and I thought, well, you know, maybe that's something, because John had gotten into politics on another radio station locally. So anyway, that's how we kind of got back together. And there's another story within that story, Catherine Lake, and I'll just lay the groundwork on this a little bit.
She's already rolling her eyes like she knows what you're going
to
say.
She doesn't want me to tell this story, probably, but she was just starting out in radio at WORT here in Madison.
Oh, wow.
The famous WORT.
Nice.
She was doing the breakfast show there at Monty's Blue Plate, and John Peterson had the idea, let's call her while she's on the air, while we're on the air. So we did a simulcast. This was probably 1991, 90, 92, and... we did that several times with her. We knew, and this was a long time, 1992.
Yeah.
So fast forward a little bit. We get fired from 92. We go over to Triple M. She gets the morning show on 92. We kind of helped her get that job part-time. So that's years ago, right? Lost complete
that
touch with her.
Yeah.
And then I saw her on Facebook. I saw something about WGN Radio where she ended up working.
Yeah.
And her name was listed. I thought, is that the same Catherine Lake? And I was living in South Bend at the time. This was about 11 years ago. And we friended each other on Facebook because I wanted to get a tour of WGN because it was just down the road in South Bend. That tour never happened. But then she...
It's not very nice.
Then I saw, then I saw Civic Media started up. And then I saw her on Facebook saying she was moving back to Madison to take a job at Civic Media. So that's...
Wow.
Then we... I reached out to her and said, you know, if there's anything there that maybe I could do or maybe, you know, do some weekend thing, maybe we could do. And one thing led to another when she got back in October.
So you guys didn't really even know each other that well.
No, I figured, hardly knew each other at all. But, you know, just by chance, you know, we connect on, I mean, Facebook was really the connection.
Yeah.
So anyway, so here we are 6 months. We've been on the air 6 months. And we just got third place. We're the third rated morning show.
How about that, huh? That is really cool.
Yeah, number three. We're number three.
Well, come on. 6 months on the air, and you were doing 5-day forecast 2 years ago.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I did a lot of TV weather. Did a lot of TV weather. Anyway, so that's our story. That's, you know, that's my story anyway. I know. See what John has to say about it here in a few minutes.
No, I love it. We'll ask John too, and I'm going to ask Gordy and John coming up next why they got fired. We'll
so
do
many
that,
times
because I think that would be a fun story, and we'll do a deep dive into that. Steve from the 920 checking in says my wife has the irresistible quality of patience, putting up with my long hours of work.
Hmm.
That's a nice one, too. Patience, that's an irresistible quality. You guys can participate, too, here at Monaco Brewing Company. Think about the things that attract you to someone, and we'll walk around with the mic in a little bit. Coming up next, John and Gordy both will be here. We'll find out why they got fired. This is Pete Schwaba at the Monaco Brewing Company doing Nightlight on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Great to have you with me.
Woo!
I did not start, and it breaks me. Did I fall? I wanna cry, cry, cry alone. When you're feeling blue, I'm waiting just for you.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
With Israel's military moving into Rafah, the Biden administration paused the shipment of one-ton and one-quarter-ton bombs, fearful they could be used in the Gazan city.
A court transcript of a sidebar conversation now reveals Trump was cursing during Daniel's testimony yesterday. Judge Juan Merchan telling Trump's attorney, "I understand that your client is upset at this point, but he is cursing audibly, and he is shaking his head visually, and that's contemptuous."
That's ABC's Lionel Moise on Donald Trump during yesterday's proceedings at his hush money trial, audibly cursing in court. At the Port of Baltimore, the body of the sixth and final pothole repair crew member killed in the destruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge was recovered. Next step, using explosives to break down the largest remaining span of the bridge. Ember, a London-based think tank, says for the first time last year, 30% of the electricity generated worldwide was from clean energy sources. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge is throwing out a lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's new wolf management plan. Animal rights advocates accuse the Natural Resources Board of meeting without a quorum and collecting extra comments on the wolf plan from groups it supported. Judge Stephen Elke says the open meetings law doesn't apply to the meetings in question. Wisconsin could see a $90 million impact when the NFL draft comes to Green Bay next year. Tourism officials say it's important the benefits of the big event extend far beyond Titletown.
Making sure people know where they're going, know the good spots to eat, can get around well, and are, you know, really excited to come back.
Nick Meisner is with Discover Green Bay. He spoke at WYSN-TV's Up Front. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Sometimes regular people see what celebrities wear to events or fashion shows and say, "I would never wear that." Conversely, there is rapper Doja Cat, who wore something we can all relate to the Met Gala, a bath towel and only a bath towel. She was going for the fresh out of the shower look and accessorized with a towel wrapped around her head. But she didn't stop there. She even had the smeared makeup look to complement the outfit. Was it a fashion statement, or did she really just oversleep? Comedian Marlon Wayans says he chose never to marry because he didn't want his mom to be jealous. That old excuse. The 51-year-old actor said he never wanted his mother to feel second to any woman. Wayans' mother died in 2020 at the age of 81. Wayans addresses the issue of death and family with a new film called Good Grief, which drops on Amazon Prime June 6th. Wayans said he misses his mother dearly, but is excited to finally get out there and play the field. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny through early afternoon, and then we do have a chance of scattered thunderstorms by mid to late afternoon and into tonight, and there could be some locally heavy rain too, half inch or more possible in a few spots. High today, 75, tonight 47, tomorrow some clouds and sprinkles early, then clearing with a cooler high of 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement, and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we welcome back to the program our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. We'll discuss what's going on and take your phone calls.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Schwabba live from the Minocqua Brewing Company in Madison, more like it. We're here tonight doing Nightlight. Got some great people in the house here having some great beer. Chants of Schwabba are ringing from 1 foot away from me. And you're only doing that because you want me to be on your show to fill some guest spots sometime, and I totally respect that. Gordy Young is still here. John Peterson has joined us. Now we have the full John and Gordy experience here. They're both on Nightlight.
It's almost surreal, isn't it?
It is. We've been talking about this since the Christmas party.
Yes.
Yeah. And you guys are pretty liquored up, so I didn't know if you'd remember or not. But
I don't remember what happened 20 minutes ago.
I remember it all.
So it's so great to have you guys here. We were just talking about this before the break. You guys did a lot of stuff years ago, took a 30-year break, and then came back on to do radio again and pick it up like nothing happened.
Are we just dumb? Or?
Whatever you're doing, it's working.
Yeah,
so
it's working. It's working.
Tell us how that is. What is it like being back in the air together again?
We can't take it anymore, actually. We've been for five days a week.
Enough of each other.
Pretty much sick of it.
You're here to announce you're resigning?
This is it.
Right.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
It's been a blast. It's really, you know, actually, we had kind of lost touch with each other over the years from time to time.
We have.
And so getting back together again, you know, we're remembering we're triggering each other's memories of stuff.
Yeah.
Which is really weird and kind of fun.
I had all the band memories. He had all the good ones.
And it works.
You were going to ask us about getting fired.
I was. And I want to know, you said you called Catherine Lake, our program director at Civic Media here, and she was on the air at WRT, and you guys were on the air at a different radio station, and called her. Yeah, and then you said, and you kind of casually in an aside said, you know, and then we got fired. Then we talked a little, and you like went on to something else. Why did you get fired?
We got fired a lot of times for different reasons.
Oh, nice.
And we got fired so many times, it was the only press that we were able to get in this town. And one of the stories had us pictured on the cover in a revolving, what is it?
A revolving door at the Civic Center. And the story was the revolving door of radio. And this was a Sunday feature in the Wisconsin State Journal. And so they called us and said, hey, why don't you guys be the poster boys for this article? Because there had been a lot of turnover in radio that year in Madison.
Wow.
And so we did that. We did a little interview. The paper came out on a Sunday. We got fired the next day.
What?
Exactly.
Yes. Yes. From Triple M.
Yep. Triple M went off the air. Of course, no announcements whatsoever.
It was an MAD we got fired for. I think
MAD.
But did they give you a reason, like why or?
See, we can't remember what call letters we were at the time. It was MAD that went off the air. They took the station off the air to sell it, which wasn't a great idea because suddenly it didn't have any value because it wasn't on air.
Right.
It was off the air for 8 or 9 months before they got picked up again, but. I'm pretty sure we got fired from Triple M that time, right before the paper came out.
Yep.
And that was a shocker to us. Although the day we got fired, the owners, and I don't want to talk about them, because I'd love to talk about them, but anyway, they were walking up the driveway, and we could see them walking toward the studio.
Right, very slowly.
And I turned to John, and I said, something's not right. I think we're about to get fired.
Oh, no.
It did not look good.
And right as soon as we got off the air, they pulled us in and said, look, it's just not working. You guys have been here 6 months. Sorry, but it's time to go. And that was that.
So it wasn't like you did anything HR-related or anything terrible or sore.
No.
Or...
they just didn't like it.
What?
What they didn't like was that we were more on the liberal progressive side.
Oh, okay.
And the owner was very, very right-wing.
Oh, there you go.
And he didn't like talk, which is what we did a heck of a lot of.
Get back to playing the music, you know. Yeah. Just play the music and shut up.
I'm gonna blow some smoke here. I hope that's okay. I'm not really up at the time you guys are on, but I've listened to several podcasts leading up to this interview. And it seems like with a lot of teams, there's like one guy who's really brash and the other guy who is kind of not so much. He puts one-liners in.
Right.
You guys are kind of like have a similar voice, but it's almost like one voice. It like totally
yes.
meshes.
Yes.
It's very fluid and great.
Thanks. It's very boring.
Easy to listen to. Yeah.
We used to get accused of people couldn't tell the difference between our voices.
It got irritating. People call in to the radio station to answer a question or something like that, or ask a question, and they'd ask, well, who is this? You know, it's like, well, you know, you called John and Corey, right?
You called us, yeah.
So our voices must have changed over the years because we don't hear that complaint anymore.
Oh, wait till puberty kicks in. It's really going to.
That's right. There you go. I know.
So for people that are listening, John Peterson and Gordy Young are my guests. They are the co-hosts of John and Gordy. And WMDX in Madison here on Civic Media. So it's great to have them here at the Minocqua Brewing Company tonight, and I've become big fans of them. If you haven't checked out their show, you have to listen. And you guys have a great way of being funny about really topical, not funny stuff.
Exactly.
So is that how much prep goes into that, or does it come naturally? You guys just have a rapport?
We may be making light of very serious issues, but you know, we've got to add some kind of humor to the situation because it's too deadly serious right now, especially you know what's coming in the November election.
You know, there's always a way. I mean, we've learned over the years too that people get their news now from like the Daily Show or the Tonight Show or
or T-shirts
or Colbert.
Yeah.
T-shirts. Trump T-shirts.
We got some swag here at the Minocqua Brewing Company,
we do,
folks.
We do.
You can do your Christmas shopping in here. Oh dear.
So, you're wondering where we're leaning politically. There you go.
I don't think people were wondering where you guys were leading politically. I know I wasn't.
So what was the question?
I'm sorry.
I want to ask you guys.
About?
Oh, go ahead, John.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So I want to ask you guys, when I was doing some research on you guys, because I do the hard-hitting journalism here.
God. Now what are you doing?
You weren't always morning guys. Can you tell me about Night Owl Theater?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Where do we start?
Yeah.
That sounds
fun.
Actually,
that was our first project together.
Yeah.
I actually hired John at Fox 47. We met the day Fox 47 went on the air, June 6th, 1986. I remember that.
Yep.
And John was taking a tour. It was open to the public, first day on the air, brand new TV station. And I wanted to meet John. I was a fan of his on WIBA-FM. He was on the mornings there. And so when I saw him there, I introduced myself. And then we kept in touch. I hired him doing voiceover work on Fox 47.
Nice.
Right, I was the voice of Fox 47.
And
pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Good gig.
Thank you.
I'd love to be the voice of something.
They had weekend movies. They had late night, old, crappy movies that they showed Saturday nights. And so we did interstitials. We did little intros to the movies and talked to him. It was kind of like, Mystery Player Theater?
Or Dinner in a Movie.
Mystery Science Theater,
yeah.
It was kind of like that.
Oh, nice.
We'd interrupt the movie and talk a little bit about it.
And we were selling popcorn. Our sponsor was a popcorn company.
Oh, wow.
So we had a sponsor.
Rural Route 1.
Yeah. And that's how we started. And then John got fired from WIBA-FM.
Just John?
This
is a separate gig. Okay.
But then we got together and started at WMAD a short time later. And
that's right.
How we started doing radio together.
And then we got another movie show, which was the Big Sky Theater, which we actually did bits on.
A lot of comedy.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, we pretended we were at an outdoor theater and we were the concession people. And I was very strict on the plastic forks. And I wanted to make sure those plastic forks were returned.
Oh, now, that is gorgeous.
And then we started a cable access show on the local WYOU, and that ran for a couple of years. And we had
that was like 5 years,
five
four
years,
years.
Local bands. We had local media people on. We had a lot of TV and radio people on because it was kind of a neutral zone.
Yeah.
And that got we got some buzz from that.
Nice.
That's the highest rated cable access show in the nation.
Prove us wrong.
We almost got to the point where we had a per diem. Yeah. That's fantastic.
So, it was a little Wayne's World-ish, but
yeah.
It was fun. We, we had local bands on. It was live, and we took phone calls, and it was a good run.
Yeah.
It was a good run.
So when Gordy is doing the weather, what were you doing all those years, John, before you guys got the band back together?
I was on the radio alone.
Oh.
It was lonely.
Conrad, sad music. Cue the sad music.
Now here comes the guilt trip. You know, I leave. I'm sorry, John.
Yes, yes, we started a weekend show on WMAD, and then he decided to leave when we got our morning show. Finally, we got a morning show together, and he left.
I had a wife and a family at the time.
And I had a really bad news partner.
Yeah, so I took a job as a full-time TV weather over in South Bend, Indiana. I was there for 20 years doing a morning show. It was a fun morning show.
Yeah.
And so I could do some personality and fun stuff. And that was a good run. And I had the kids grew up and moved out. The wife moved out. I was left alone. I said, you know what? I'm going to come back to Wisconsin.
Buddy, how are
you?
Yeah,
that's right.
I know, it sounds like a soap opera, but it was. But it actually turned out good in the end.
I ended up going to the cornfield radio station all by myself. And then when they put the corn maze in, that became more difficult. So, yeah. I mean, we finally got together again, though, and that's all that counts.
Do you want to talk about the talk show you had with, what's her name?
Vicky?
Oh,
please.
Vicky McKenna.
Okay.
Yeah. So, conservative Vicky McKenna.
Oh, like a back and forth, like he said,
yeah,
she
it
said?
It was like a point-counterpoint thing.
It was actually, yes, it was a crossfire, CNN crossfire thing. And I finally won this afternoon show. It was like the pride of my life. You know, I finally got it on one of the biggest radio stations in the county. So she was just kind of a guest, and she was a guest again and again and again. And then finally she sat in, and then she was a partner, and then she took over the show. And after a year, I left.
Tell them about when you threw the headphones against the wall.
Well, I threw the headphones. I threw the headphones against the wall all the time. You know, I'm a very cool kind of person, but
It seems like it. That seems out of character.
I don't have much passion when I'm on the air, as you can tell. So, by the way, that was a great clip that you played earlier
of from Cheers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great scene, isn't it?
I'll tell you what. Ted Danson is just really an underrated actor.
Look,
Body Heat, when he was in Body Heat, it was just unbelievable performance, wasn't it?
Oh, that's right. He was the lawyer, right?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
He was excellent. Yeah, he was. He's good in, like, anything. Think of the shows this guy's had. Becker, the one about being
Becker.
In heaven. Yeah. Cheers. He was in The Onion Field, I think. And then he was in, the guy's got an incredible
and then track record. Your Enthusiasm, too.
His appearances on there.
He's like a go-to for cameos.
Yeah.
What do you guys watch? What do you watch when you're not on the air? I assume you're in bed kind of early at night.
That was one of the biggest changes because of COVID, and then we weren't in radio. So we sat there and we watched every streaming service, every series, all the good ones, and all the movies that we could possibly watch. And when we got this morning show, I'm not watching anything anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything anymore. I don't know what's out there anymore.
You can stream it all, John. You don't have to stay up late.
I've been... There are a couple of shows that I've watched lately.
What was it?
Louder Milk. I don't know if
you've great
with
show.
Milk.
I had one of the actors on.
Sort of into that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's great. I had one of the actors from Louder Milk on.
Really?
A couple of friends of mine are on the show, and he's really funny. And that show, the pilot, when they're doing the intervention in the coffee shop. I was on the floor. I can't even repeat what they said.
And who's the Chicago actor that's in that? Sasso? What's his name?
Will Sasso.
Will Sasso.
He's very funny.
He's really good.
The other show that I got turned on to was Years After Years. I always screw up the title. Anyway, it's a British drama, six-part drama about it's a dystopian view of 2019 to 2034. It's an amazing series.
Wow.
Yeah.
And where is that on? BritBox?
Years, it's called. It's on, I think it's on HBO now or Max, whatever it is.
All right.
I watch Fallout. No one cares. Okay.
I saw the first two episodes.
Did you?
Let's open with that. I've got opinions. All right.
All right.
We'll have a couple more minutes with John and Gordy coming up next. Richard Vargas, the poet, is here. He'll be joining the show very shortly. Kirk Bangstad, Susan Gettert will be here performing, and Tommy Bentz will be along. We got a jam-packed show. We're just getting started, folks. It's Nightlight live from the Minocqua Brewing Company in Madison.
Schwabe.
Brave the elements and
Schwabe.
Come on out.
Schwabe.
We'll be right back.
Schwabe.
Thank you.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. The best way to get out of debt is to know what motivates you. Do you love like a quick win you can celebrate, or the satisfaction of doing the best money math? Well, if it's quick wins you want, go for the snowball method of paying off debt. First, you focus on your debt with the lowest balance. Make the minimums on everything else, but use every extra dollar to pay off your lowest balance first. Then boom, use the motivation from that win to start paying off the next thing. Or if it's the best money math that really moves you, use the avalanche method. Focus on the debt with the highest interest rate. You still pay all the other minimums, and you use all your extra money to pay off that loan first. With avalanche, you pay less money overall. You know, paying off debt isn't just math. It's about what's going to keep you going. And I'm rooting for you. For more help with credit debt, go to workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oops, there we go. Sherry from Horicon checks in. She says, hi, guys. This is Sherry from Horicon. Hi, Sherry. Sherry, I was concerned about you. We haven't heard from you in a few days, so I'm glad you're back, and we don't have to send out a St. Bernard or anything. It's great to have you back where you're supposed to be listening to and watching Nightlight. So John and Gordy are with me. They're from the WMDX Morning Show here at Civic Media. If you're in the Madison area, you probably know these guys. They came back to work after 30 years of being apart. They couldn't stay apart.
No.
Nothing weird, though. Just great chemistry, right?
Nothing weird.
Nothing happening in the big way.
We're almost hugging at this point.
You know, you mentioned, you know, we're back on the air after 29, 30 years. And we thought, you know, we'll connect with some of the people that we used to know.
Yeah.
We have not connected with anybody we used to know. They're all retired.
They've retired.
They retired or moved away.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like starting over. Now, there have been a few people that we picked up on along the way. Yeah. And John Kovalik was nice enough to stop by. We do a thing every Wednesday morning at Short Stack Eatery downtown.
Artist and game creator.
Yeah.
Apple Stack.
That guy's rolling in cash, man.
Yeah, he's rolling in cash. That's why we had him.
He probably gets a taste. Every time we play in my house, he probably gets a little cha-ching.
Why don't you put together a John and Gordy board game, you know? But, you know, something we can make some money on. But, you know, we've slowly, over the last 6 months, we have actually reconnected with some people that, you know, we used to know. So it's kind of
That's
cool.
really cool.
I mean, it's really fun.
So you guys, let's talk about Fallout, because I don't want to forget about that.
All right. Yeah.
I'm two episodes in. Conrad, you watch Fallout, right?
I only watch two episodes
Conrad's
as well.
Wait.
It evolves wonderfully. There are a lot of different
smoke.
He told me it was like from a video game. I don't know that world.
I don't know that world either, okay. But I've got two Gen Zers who told me that the video game sucks. It's low tech. It's not very good, but the TV show is much improved, and a lot of the people that hate the game like the TV show.
Interesting. Yeah. So, because I watched it, and I was like, it kind of seemed like it was from a video game, but I can't tell if it's because I know it was from a video game.
Yeah.
Walton Goggins is in it, who I love.
I know.
Plays this crazy, the ghoul.
Yes, right.
I'm only two episodes in, but I'll stick with it, I think.
Definitely. I mean, it has kind of a nice ending, not ending.
You watched the whole season?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow, nice.
And it's, you know, it's certainly going to have a second season.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very interesting as they go to New Reno, I think it was.
Or nice.
New Vegas.
Las Vegas.
New Vegas. That's right.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. There we go.
You guys are arguing.
Let me hold the mic. Damn it.
All right.
Do I have to do everything?
I want to ask you guys.
Hold it for me? Okay.
Oh, God. Okay. Hello.
Hey, this is a family night show.
All right.
Keep it family oriented.
Actually, I thought I could take. I'm the late show, so I can do anything, right?
Yes, okay. Oh, okay.
You can say the S word.
I can't say that. So How did you guys, who are your influences when you got into radio? I remember when I was a kid, I remember hearing Steve Dahl, and then it was Howard Stern.
Stephen Gary.
Do you guys have people?
I went way before that. Ron Britton.
Oh, Ron Britton. Larry Lujack. Larry Lujack was a huge influence on me.
Yeah, WLS in Chicago.
WLS and CFL in Chicago. He was just amazing. I thought he was so sarcastic, but he was so good.
Right.
So good on the air.
You guys are like, you kind of have, and that's what I was trying to say before, like, there are those wacky morning zoo where it's like, I can't tell what the heck's going on or who's talking, and then there's people that don't have to yell, that just can talk and be entertaining.
Exactly. So that's what we do.
Another one was, John turned me on to Reitman and Miller from Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
They were very good.
They were great,
So early on, we listened to some of those, you know, and said, we could do a different deal sort of like that.
We're a product of underground radio.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Underground. Oh, it was great.
The early FM, early FM
stuff.
You've both done other stuff. What's your radio, TV, what's your preference?
Radio, really. You have more freedom, and it's more fun, really.
Theater of the mind.
Yeah.
Say what?
Theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind.
Now, we both went to broadcast school. My broadcast school experience was really short. I flunked out after about the first semester and left. It was in Boston.
You didn't have a voice.
But But I learned how to splice tape, which was a good deal.
Yeah,
John's first day at broadcast school is something that he loves to remember. So.
I had a night school. Broadcast school, two
Listen
years.
To this, Pete.
And my first day at night school.
Now you want me to start listening? Yeah. He's like, "Hey, Pete, listen up.
Could you listen
something
now
good
instead of preparing ahead?" We don't prepare ahead. I don't know why you are. But anyway, my first night at broadcast school, I walked up the stairs, and in this darkened lobby, the teacher was on the couch in the lobby with his arm over his head, and he is just moaning. He's saying, "I wish I got into real estate." and that from there on was my inspiration.
And then later,
I got into real estate.
He did get into real estate. John got into. Yeah.
I love that you guys are talking about how you choose radio, and you're both sitting there holding a tiny mic between each other.
Well, you do what you got to do.
So tell us what you do for my listeners. What do you do from the short stack? That's a weekly thing, right? And for people in the Madison area, they should check that out.
We just eat pancakes on the air. That's all we do.
I wouldn't blame you, because that place, every time I'm on State Street, there is a line around the block.
Those
pancakes must sing to you or something. I don't know what is going on.
It is a great place. It has a certain air of independence, and it looks like a regular kind of coffee shop restaurant. It's just really great atmosphere.
It's very intimate. They're very busy on weekends. Saturdays and Sundays, they have lines out the door. But we're there on Wednesdays, kind of a slow day. So it's it's a little bit laid back. But we always seem to draw a few people there. We got to get you over there next time you're in Madison.
I'll be there, man. Believe me. Yeah. Does eating pancakes on the air make for good radio? Is that...
Well, we don't know.
We never know.
It's John and Gordy from the morning show at WMDX here at Civic Media. It's so great having you guys here. Any other
really
recommendations? Movies, TV, anything?
Gosh. Movies. Well, we went to see.
Civil War.
Yeah, I saw that too.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. It was good.
It was a really good movie. And I understand there's a follow-up movie to that about the actual reporter that they took off on. The name Lee was the reporter that they were giving tribute to, the actual reporter. And I can't remember her full name, Lee. Mm. But the movie is Lee, I believe, and it's coming
out.
And it'll be kind of a follow-up, and it'll be her life story, actual biography.
It's a tough movie to watch, but it's really good.
Yeah.
It's very...
I enjoy it.
It's scary.
It's scary.
All the way
it is.
I don't know what's going to happen.
John and Gordy, ladies and gentlemen, we're live from the Minocqua Brewing Company here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Thank you, Pete.
So much, guys. Great
Thanks
to have
lot,
him.
Pete.
Coming up next, Richard Vargas. We're going to do some poetry on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Civic Media.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.